food of the gods. Perhaps it was more than just temper and impatience that caused Zeus to punish Melissa, whose honey really was quite marvellously delicious, with such severity. Perhaps it had been policy. The whole assembled world of immortals was there to witness the moment. It had been a lesson for them in the implacability of the king of the gods. The silence that now fell on the wedding feast was as dark and forbidding as the storm clouds that had massed earlier. Zeus raised the amphora of honey high above his head. "For my queen and my beloved wife, I bless this amphora. It shall never empty. Eternally shall it feed us. Whosoever tastes its honey shall never grow old or die. It shall be the food of the gods, and when mixed with the juice of fruits, it shall be the drink of the gods." A great cheer went up. Doves flew overhead. The clouds and the silence were dispelled. The muses Calliope, Euterpe, and Terpsichore stepped forward and clapped their hands. Music played, hymns of praise were sung, and the dancing began. Many plates were broken in ecstasy, a tradition that is carried on to this day wherever Greeks gather to eat, celebrate, and earn tourist money. The Greek for immortal is ambrotos, and immortality itself is ambrosia, which became the name of the specially blessed honey. Its fermented, drinkable form, a kind of mead, they called nectar, in honour of the flowers whose sweet gift it was.